What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is there a ghost in the house or is it just grandma?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It sure is, and if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with the advance episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free if you go that route. Also, you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And here's where everyone thinks I'm going to say, I'm Carol Hughes, and this is my sister, Kathy Gordon. But I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is, I'm Carol Hughes, and here's Harper.
Hi, y'all.
This is our first episode ever together.
I am so happy to be back on.
I know. I am excited to do some shows with you. It's really fun.
This will be great. I can't wait.
You and I are really good friends.
Yes.
And I like to think of myself as your aunt.
You very much are.
And because I was visiting you guys in January. You don't even know this, but you got a call. We were in the car together. We were going to the store and you got a call and I heard her say, what are you doing? And you go, I'm with my Aunt Carol. What's up? And I was like, oh, she just called me your Aunt Carol. Oh my God. I came home. I told your dad, Tony, Harper just called me your aunt. So how's your life? How are you doing?
Oh, it's great.
You're doing good. Life is good.
Yep, very much.
So super happy to have you back on. You and I are working on your podcast.
Cautionary Tales. We're trying to get that back up and running. Yeah. It may be like a week or something, but it'll be back up soon.
We'll be getting some podcast Cautionary Tales with Harper. Those will be up soon. So I'm really excited. This gives me something to look forward to because I love talking to you anyway. You and I keep in close touch. And so this is a way that you're forced to talk to Aunt Carol every week.
I'm not forced. I chose to do this.
You didn't realize it's part of my master plan. I will invade Harper's life, whether she wants it or not.
I mean, like, I was going to do this either way.
Whatever makes you feel better about yourself, girl. Go right ahead and think that. You want to do a story?
Yes.
You ready for this? Okay, Here we go. My name is Cynthia. And I wrote in previously about disembodied footsteps and a door that locked itself. I'd like to tell you some more of my stories. All of these occurred in the same house as the other two stories. In fact, the same house I live in today. While in high school, in the same room as the door that locked itself, I was awake as usual past midnight, which sounds like something you would do, Harper. Do you stay up late? Are you night owl? That's what I thought.
I'm very much a night owl.
So is this person. She even says, I've always been a night owl. I was watching TV and lying in bed telling myself to get to sleep or I'd regret it in the morning when I heard an unnerving sound. Fingernails on glass or something like that. My bed was positioned right under the smaller of two rather large windows. Immediately, I thought that the wind must have blown and the tree on the east side of my room brushed against the window. And I get why she says that. I have one window in my room that does that, that the tree kind of brushes up against it when it's really windy, and it has scared the crap out of me more than once. But She said the noise continued and my mind quickly went into overdrive. It wasn't coming from that window, but the window above my bed on the north side of the house where there is nothing anywhere near it. Also, the noise was starting from the top of the window, working its way down to the bottom, then starting again at the top, all the way across the window down to the bottom.
Is it a demonic cat trying to get in?
I don't know, but you just brought up a good point and you've given me something else to be scared about.
Oh, demonic cats.
Real quick, let me tell you this story and then we'll get back to the real story. I think I saw a demonic cat the other day. At least that's what happened in my brain.
I went to Carol Hughes with find a demonic cat somewhere
in my shed, not the murder she shed, not the haunted one, but the one next to it.
She shed where you found a crutches.
The crutches, and they are still there. But the funny thing is, I went to mow the yard. So I went to get the mower out of the nice shed. I open the doors, and it's dark in there. And in the corner, I just saw this black thing with two eyes. And so the sunlight had reflected in the eyes. I just saw two eyes looking at me. I screamed. I jumped off of the little ramp that goes into there. And this cat comes running out. The biggest blackest long-haired cat I'd ever seen. And so the cat comes running out. And I'm like, okay, it was only a cat. But what I saw in my head was definitely a demonic cat. Then my problem was I had my Bluetooth headphones in. I couldn't find my dang phone anywhere because it had fallen out of my pocket. That's how big I jumped. It literally fell out of my pocket. Anyway, that's my demonic cat story. I haven't seen the cat since. Okay, so back to the real story. The house sits up off the ground, and if you were to stand outside next to a window, most people, even tall people, would only be about as tall as the bottom of the window. I resolved to pull the covers over my head and sit as still as possible and wish it away. It didn't go away. It went the entire length of the window and then started on the next. I don't remember drifting off, but must have after some time. I was terrified. Even now, it freaks me out. So I don't know what that could have been. If she had debunked it, it was a tree, and we don't think really it was a demonic cat. That's one explanation, though.
I'm like, I think it's a demonic cat, but I don't know what you think.
I don't know. I just saw a demonic cat. Could be. On to the next story. Same room and still in high school. I was given a doll by my grandmother. Now I have to explain a few things here. To begin with, my grandmother, although a big part of my life till then, wasn't particularly nice or kind, and batshit crazy at times. She had started collecting dolls while I was in high school off QVC. You probably do not know what QVC is.
No, I do not.
Okay, it's a television network. They sell stuff. So they would, you know, have like, look at this nice lamp or jewelry or this beautiful porcelain doll. And then people buy it right off the TV. And that's all they do. There's no other programming. It's just selling things.
Oh, well, that sounds glorious. Demand Amazon? I generally would watch that.
So for someone like Grandma, that's why she started her doll collection, because she started watching QVC and was like, oh, that's something I don't need. I think I'll start collecting them. So she had bought an Alice in Wonderland doll, which I had expressed interest in, if only because the story, since it's one of my favorites. The only other fairy tale type doll she purchased was a Cinderella doll. I never noticed much because I disliked the story. So months later, when she tells me she wanted me to have a doll, I was surprised when she gave me Cinderella. What is up with Grandma? Like, she likes Alice in Wonderland, doesn't care about Cinderella. And what does Grandma do? Gives her Cinderella.
Maybe it's just rubbing in her face like, hey, I could have given you Alice in Wonderland, but you're going to get Cinderella.
Because I know how much you dislike the story of Cinderella.
And I'm your grandma.
I know. It's just kind of like I have the power over which doll you get. So here's Cinderella. Yeah. So she says, nonetheless, I put her in my room, and my room has a built-in desk and two shelves. I placed her on the top. Anything put up there, even now, never gets moved. It's difficult for me to get anything up there, so there it will stay, and I didn't think much about it until about a month later when I woke up for school. My bed at that time faced the desk directly, so when I sat up in bed, I could see the TV. I woke up that day groggy as usual, but with a weird feeling. I sat up and looked straight ahead and knew why. I'm going to interrupt here. Do you have any guesses why?
Probably the Cinderella doll probably was like at the foot of her bed staring right at her or something.
Here's the story. Me and Cinderella made eye contact.
Horrifying, right? Like the way you phrase that is like me and Cinderella made eye contact.
I know, right? That's scary. She wasn't on the top shelf, but on the desk and at eye level with me.
Oh, that's horrifying.
I quickly moved off the bed and out of the stare of the doll and went to inspect the situation, which is quite brave, I might add. I thought maybe there was an earthquake. I slept through. After all, this is California, and it's happened before, or even a tremor that moved her from the shelf. But I quickly let go of that idea because it's a porcelain doll on a stand with a glass slipper tied around its wrist. How in the hell could she have fallen but not broken, or at the very least, not be on the floor or lying on the desk? Nothing else was disturbed, just the damn doll, which was becoming creepier by the moment.
You know, at this point, I don't even think it's the dolls moving himself. I think it's like something else moving the dolls.
Dolls can be super creepy to me, and especially those porcelain dolls. Because they're not meant to be played with. They're just meant to be admired.
And I know.
And they do have that way of looking like they're kind of vacant eyes, but can also be looking right at you.
Those dolls are horrifying. But at this point, I almost think there's like a ghost attached to them.
Could be. Or I don't know, grandma. I hurriedly got, because, you know, think of where it came from. I hurriedly got ready and went to school, asserting that the first thing when I got home, the doll was going. When I got home, Creepy was in the same place. I guess she changed her name to Creepy. Creepy was in the same place. I snatched it and gave it to my mom, told her, please just get rid of it. She asked why, and I explained. She just agreed that was weird and creepy and said, don't worry about it. I have no clue what she did with it, and I don't want to know either. The final story takes place in the room that mirrors this one across the hall. The same layout, just flipped. It was a little after high school. I had been sitting in my room talking to my mom about all sorts of things that had happened and struggling with things that my now late grandmother had done. She told me she didn't get it either. And it's always hard when someone who is supposed to love you doesn't. And in fact, does things that are harmful to and for you. Anyways, after she'd passed, all living 14 grandchildren got boxes of stuff. Stuff we had given her and stuff that there was so much of that everyone got multiples, like dolls. Although I declined those. She also had done a lot of ceramic work, so we got loads of that stuff, mostly angels with a pearly glaze. So I just gotten done talking with my mom, trying to understand my grandmother and being pretty angry about things. My mom had left my room, and I was sitting there at the end of my bed on a toy chest my grandfather had built and my grandmother had painted. I was sitting in the middle of it with my back to the wall when I heard a noise and was promptly hit in the head. Behind me, there'd been a wall hanging of two cherub faces together framed by wings. It must have fallen off, I thought. I turned around. I looked at the wall. Even if it fell, it shouldn't have fallen like that and definitely should not have hit me in the head. The faces would have to be broken, I thought, because they stuck out further than the wings and landed face down on the tile floor. I picked it up to assess the damage, and the smiling cherubs smiled back at me unscathed. Then, crack, and the wings that have framed them broke clean off. Point taken, Grandma. While it freaked me out, I was also thinking, nope, it will not be that easy to terrorize me after death. I went and told my mom, who agreed. It must have been her because it sounded like something she would do. I love the podcast. keep it up. That's really creepy to me.
That a horrifying grandma. I would hate to be that grandchild.
I know. But I do think that she's got a good point. So she's sitting there on something her grandfather built, her grandmother painted. And if something falls off the wall, gravity should just take it straight down.
Especially like something like a cherub hanging on a wall. Because those things are fairly heavy. I've made some of those, and they're pretty hefty.
Let me go back, because it hit her on the back. She had her back to the wall. She was at the end of my bed on a toy chest, had her back to the wall, heard a noise, and was hit in the head. So she wasn't, like, sitting leaning against a wall. If you're leaning against the wall, I would get that.
But she was, like, at the foot of her bed. Yeah. So that means this thing could have, like, came flying towards her. Certainly not by gravity.
No, gravity would have pulled it straight down. Like, the other day, I had hung something in my office, and I used those strips. I can't think what you call them. Instead of using a nail, I used those strips, and one of the paintings came off the wall. Well, it scared the crap out of me, but I have an explanation for that. It went straight down, landed on the bed. And those things, I probably didn't have them applied properly, or it was too heavy, whatever. But this makes no sense.
Yeah.
So the question is, do you think it's the grandma?
I do. I really do.
It's interesting, too, because how the grandma wasn't very nice. And if you're not a very nice grandma in life, would you be a very nice grandma ghost?
Probably not.
I wouldn't think so. But I love this idea of her empowerment when she said, while it freaked me out, I was also thinking, nope, it will not be that easy to terrorize me after death. It's kind of like putting her foot down and being like, grandma. So I'd be really curious if other things happened after that, or if by taking that approach to her grandmother, if it made a difference. I would think it would.
I would, too.
That was kind of a creepy story.
That was.
It's kind of creepy, too, when you think about a ghost is creepy. But when you think about someone who should love you and protect you, like your grandmother after she passes should be like your guardian angel and the ghost that would be there to help you.
Nope, she's just going to throw cherubs at you.
Of all things. Like, why, grandma? I got rid of the dang Cinderella doll. Maybe that's what Grandma's still mad about. Where's Cinderella? Oh. Boom. Cinderella should be right there. I gave you one doll. That sounds like something my mother would say. I gave you one doll, and it's nowhere in this room. Well, anyways, if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. .com and try it for 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps. with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.